Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Thursday, 16th of March, and mostly cloudy morning on 26 degrees Celsius here in Auroville. Weather forecast predicts for today variable cloudiness with a shower or thunderstorm around, and over the night partly cloudy. Temperatures from low of 25 to high of 32 with heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. Chance on thunderstorm on 40%. Easterly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 88%. Today we have an important general meeting regarding the TDC restructuring at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, and our presence is requested because as Resident Assembly decision making will follow end of March. And the general meeting today is an information meeting covering the points: proposal for restructuring of TDC L'Avenir, why we need to restructure, proposed selection process, question and answer on the concept note of the guiding principles for the terms of reference, information on the draft terms of reference. And we have another general meeting tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. also at Unity Pavilion. And this meeting will be to relate directly to the community the role and function of the BCC, financial overview, overview of the work done by HRT, and some work that are in process. That session will involve short presentations followed by question and answer dialogue with the community. From Auroville Council comes an announcement saying that over the past year, a study group has been working on making guidelines for informal learning activities of Auroville, ALA. The draft guidelines have been shared with us earlier, and they are in process to finalizing them this month. The immediate next step is to form a coordination group called ALA-SEG that will work on implementing the guidelines and developing the ALA sector. If you wish to be a part of this group, mail them at aurovillecouncil@aurovill.org and they will provide further details. Dr. Sido Kumar within lectures at University of Human Unity at Unity Pavilion today at 7:30 p.m. will share a second session within series of four lectures about man's place in the universe. And today's one is how do we humans communicate with each other and with the universe? The birth of science, arts and languages. Today at 3:30 p.m. at Bavishiate, Sio invites us to Auroville Conversations, and this one today will be Bill's experience on the sunlit path. On Saturday, 18th of March, between 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Sauchu in Bharat Nivas, we'll be celebrating International Women's Day. And the day's program includes column competition and dance program, with Deepa Groups presents dance performances and folk dance by Vijay and his group. Tomorrow, we are starting litter-free Auroville, and it will be going on until 9th of April. And the second Auroville Trash and Show will take place on 1st of April. And a shout out to all interested individuals, units and schools to take part in this exciting show with pieces, garments and accessories created from waste. Otherwise, tomorrow, Friday 17 at 5 p.m. at Kala Kendra in Bharat Nivas will be opening evening with performance with Phoenix Bat and Noel, followed by Swara Musical Pick Up the Pulse, and concluded by Unicorn Collective. Otherwise, on Saturday, we see there would be from 9 a.m. to lunchtime litter-free Auroville pickup campaign, cleaning up Swaram area and Kotakarai neighborhood. All are welcome. Between 10 to 12 and 11 to 1, workshop by Upcycling Studio, creating a unique UFA cushion with oak and amazing puppets with Gabriel. And in the afternoon on Saturday, from 2 to 5, workshop by Unicorn Collective to creating very river and fishes out of trash. And at 4 p.m., a movie screening, How the Electric Waste End in Africa. And at 6 p.m., performance by Clover with a sound experience with by Wasted Noise, using recycling analog sound. On Sunday morning at 10, workshop by Upcycling Studio. And then at 6 p.m. again, performance by Kloewit using recycled analog sound. And on Monday, workshop by Auroville Papers in the morning. And Thursday as well. On Saturday 18, from 7 p.m. at World Café in Sweden, we can join to a crazy freestyle costume party with 8:30 p.m. jam session, followed by DJ Bijou and DJ Priscilla. On Sunday, 19 of March at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited to be part of United Global Network with Jan Golding. That will be a Skype conference of connectivity with many movements unifying the world. And here are some announcements. The Auroville Library of Things is almost set to begin, so now they need to reach into your homes, closets and shelves for things that are not being used to their full capacity. So let's dig them out and share with others. For phase one, they are looking for home tools, toys, games, kitchenware, utensils and camping gear. If you believe that you have some underused things in your possession, it's probably time to declutter and set them free. They would do that outside PTDC benches and the garden between 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. on starting Friday 17th of March to Friday 31st of March. Every day except Sunday. And note that currently they are only accepting items as giveaway. And if you're not sure what you can share and you have some other things to give, send them a picture and detail of item at alot@auroville.org in or call at WhatsApp Sahil 750-630-5152. Aurinoco shares for AVKN users that for the next few days they will be streaming copyright-free short documentaries as a pilot project to stress test their equipment and campus network. The broadcasts are available to all users, units and services connected to the AVKN network. Viewing of these streams for Orinoco server or AVKN fiber is free and does not count towards your monthly data plan. They would be screening 11th Hour, Capitalism in the Crisis, Solar Mamas and the Great Challenge Oil. EcoService informed the community that they have collected 98 tons of waste from January 2016 to March 2017. 25% of that goes to landfill, which includes about 12% of organic waste such as brooms, baskets, mats, clothes and other compostable items. The other 13% are shoes, bags and unwashed plastic bags. Their aim is to reduce the landfill and to do so they really need our help and request everyone to wash the cheese, dosa and food plastic bags. EcoService have 300 collection points in Auroville and about 10 from non-Aurovillians whom they want to deal with their waste very carefully. And they're saying that we are all responsible for the waste we produce and let us do a collective effort and try to be better in 2017. At Cinema Bharat Nivas tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen Piotr Andreevsky, Unquiet Traveler, directed by Bruno Monsagnon and made in France and Poland in 2008. At Eco Film Club in Sadana Forest also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m. they will screen On the Edge of New Paradigm, made in 2015 and directed by Alfred Birkegaard and Katja Geir Birkegaard Karlsson. At Visitor Center Movie Show today at 8 p.m. they will screen Passengers, made in 2016 and directed by Morten Tildem. And tomorrow we can see Moana, animation adventure comedy, also made this year in 2016 and directed by Ron Clements and Don Hall. And Cinema Paradiso, today we can see a Russian drama, Inadequate People, made in Russia in 2010 and directed by Roman Karimov. On Saturday, international drama, Moonlight, made in USA in 2016 and directed by Barry Jenkins. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. they will screen Swallows and Amazons, made in UK in 1974 and directed by Claude Wattam. First Film Festival at Cine Club at 8 p.m. A Whole Ashby still going on. And this Sunday, War Romance Coming Home, made in USA in 1978. Sherabindo wrote, "The spiritual change is the established essence of peace, light, knowledge, power, bliss from above, the awareness of self and the divine, and of a higher cosmic consciousness and the change of the whole consciousness to that." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on auroville.org.